At his White House news conference this week, President Trump painted a grim picture of the challenges facing the country.
To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess.
Trump talks a lot about rampant crime, terrorists, even illegal voters trying to subvert the democratic process. NPR Scott Horsley reports objective evidence says the president is exaggerating those threats.
Remember the president's inaugural address 4 weeks ago? His ominous description of American carnage? Often what's being massacred are the facts. For example, here's the president last week speaking to a group of county sheriffs.
The murder rate in our country is the highest it's been in 47 years, right?
Wrong. The murder rate did jump last year, but it's still only about half what it was in 1980. And much of the increase was driven by a localized spike in Chicago. Enimai Chetteri, who monitors crime rates at the Brennan Center for Justice, says the overall crime rate today remains near all-time lows.
Right now, people are safer than they would have been at any point in recent history.
Fear of crime can be a boon, though, for the president's law and order platform. Chetiar worries Trump may be overstating the criminal threat to justify stiffer prison sentences and get tough policies like stop and frisk.
I think the danger is scaring people into believing that crime is at higher levels than it actually is and looking for policies to solve a potential problem that actually isn't real.
Political scientists say fear is closely linked to conservative political views. Trump has played off fear of terrorism to build support for his travel ban on refugees and visitors from seven largely Muslim countries.
We need strong programs so that people that love us and want to love our country and will end up loving our country are allowed in, not people that want to destroy us and destroy our country.
David Sturman tracks terrorist attacks for the International Security Program at the New America think tank. He says in the 16 years since 9/11, 94 people have been killed in the U.S. by what Trump would describe as radical Islamic terrorists. Each of those deaths is a tragedy, but more than six times as many Americans have been killed by lightning strikes.
There are certainly reasons to suggest that perhaps we should not be as fearful of terrorist attacks given that they're not an existential threat.
What's more, Sturman says, of the 12 terrorists behind those attacks, seven were born in the United States, and none of the other five came from countries targeted by Trump's travel ban.
Focusing on preventing foreign infiltration ignores radicalization challenges we have inside the U.S. already.
Trump has also bent the facts surrounding his own election, arguing he would have won the popular vote were it not for millions of illegal ballots, and that he would have carried New Hampshire had it not been for thousands of Hillary Clinton supporters illegally bussed in from Massachusetts. His policy advisor, Stephen Miller, repeated that latter claim on ABC's This Week.
Bussing voters into New Hampshire is widely known by anyone who's worked in New Hampshire politics. It's very real. It's very serious.
Nonsense, says Fergus Cullen, a former Republican Party chairman of New Hampshire. He's offered a $1,000 reward for any evidence of bust-in voter fraud. So far, no one has claimed it.
The idea that there's some kind of vast conspiracy to funnel voters from Massachusetts to New Hampshire is completely made up, completely delusional.
Despite scant evidence, though, Republicans like Kansas Secretary of State and Trump advisor Chris Kobach have used claims of voter fraud to justify strict voter ID measures. That worries Ellen Weintraub, a George W. Bush appointee on the Federal Election Commission.
The concern is that allegations of voter fraud that may or may not have backup will be used to enact more stringent voter restrictions that will interfere with bona fide, legitimate American citizens exercising their right to vote.
Weintraub sums up her argument saying sound policy should be based on facts, not fear. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.